Well, what's going on, people, and welcome to another episode on the Raw and Uncut podcast. I am your host, Jamal, and today I'm not going to lie to you, all I've got for you is some free thinking thought again. And the reason I got some free thinking thought today is just because I've had like quite a abnormal day for me. I got burnt out very quickly while studying. This morning I started my day with decorating. So it's not been the usual day of where I get to like sort bits and pieces out, or I get done what I need to get done, and I get to like have some free thinking thought by myself or whatnot. I'm really not going to get no time to get no free thinking thought in. Oh, sorry. I'll put my phone on silent. Yeah, there you go. It's on silent now. So I haven't really been given any time to have any free thinking thought for me to then decide on what I feel like or what I want to talk about with you guys. So I'm literally giving you some free thinking thought while I'm cooking. Currently cooking a little quick sandwich cup for my mom. So yeah, let me start with how my day went. So today, this morning, I woke up quite late. I woke up at like 1 o'clock, had like an 11-hour sleep. Not like me at all. Normally I run off like 6 hours, 6 to 8 hours tends to be what I kind of run off these days. But today, nothing even close to that. Which is kind of tells me that I was a bit, maybe a little bit more tired than I realized I was. Or maybe got a bit too comfortable with functioning with lack of sleep, I guess. Maybe, I don't know. But nonetheless, it has been the case. So today I woke up late. And woke up at, I'm currently decorating what is going to be my room. So I had to do some decorating. First thing, I woke up and that's literally what I had to get going and get on top of this morning with my brother and my dad. So I was doing that this morning, started off that. Afterwards, went into a bit of studying. So today I was studying social media, how social medias work, how to, and then I was, no, actually tell a lie, before that, I was studying, sorry about the rustling and all that, and the movement, but yeah. Before that, I was studying human mind, and how the human mind works, why we communicate, or the ways we do, or how to improve on communication skills, or that. And then things there, and those kind of things there. I don't know if you guys can hear me. I hope you guys can hear me. Kind of focusing on those things there. And after that, I went into looking at social media and how to grow your platform a lot higher or larger, and how to connect with more people, and how to promote, blah, 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 how to market yourself, blah, 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 that kind of thing. So I was listening to a lot of Gary Vee. For anyone who doesn't know, Gary Vee is like this entrepreneur from America, which wasn't born in America. He was from some other place, can't remember where, don't really care. And he just talks, he's basically a millionaire, maybe even a billionaire at this point. I'm not entirely sure, but I know he's a multi-millionaire. And he has like a bunch of different companies, and he has investments and a bunch of different things. He's definitely a billionaire. He must be, with some of the investments he has, like he's got investments in places like flipping, what's that flipping place called? From Facebook and YouTube and LinkedIn and stuff like that. Like, he must be a billionaire by now. But anyway, new here nor there. So I was doing some of his stuff, and he was like telling me about, it's telling the audience, including myself, so me, about things like how to grow and whatnot. And it was saying like little tactics and stuff, and I thought it was quite interesting. So I spent about like an hour and a half of my day non-stop just on the explore page on Instagram, and in like the tag section, or in like, and in hashtag sections, like for like dance and hip hop dance and these kinds of things. So I was literally just like scrolling through, and liking and commenting on the people's posts, of which I actually had something to say, what was to do with their post, or actually like the comment or content. So, you know, staying authentic to myself and keeping it real with myself, but still using this ploy to like kind of wheel people in and whatnot. I spent about an hour and a half of my day. In this time, I literally neglected myself so much. Didn't eat anything or didn't eat much. And I really didn't drink anything. I was so zoned into like getting this work done. I didn't even clock like how I was doing physically within myself. So I didn't drink any water. So I literally at that point only had like 2 glasses of water. And if you've listened to any of my other podcasts in the past, obviously I drink quite a lot of water. Each day I drink about 2 liters of water. So for me to not drink anywhere near that, it was quite abnormal. It was very, very abnormal, and my body really didn't like it, and I started suffering really, really badly. So I stopped studying and whatnot. was meant to come on something about an hour ago, but I just was unable to. I didn't understand why, so I was just acting like a little moron, can't lie. I was just acting like a little donut, just messing around, doing nonsense, procrastinating at like highest. And it made me realise, this conversation here has now made me realise, not anything else, this conversation here made me realise, this is why I love rethinking, that a lot of the time that when I procrastinate, it's because I've not made my physical needs not being met, whether that be food, water, so I'm not hydrated properly, I haven't ate properly on that day, I haven't been sleeping properly, and those kinds of needs aren't met. And when those kinds of needs aren't met within myself, I then tend to procrastinate a lot more. If I'm not supplementing correctly, or if I haven't been taking my supplements, I can also, the same sort of thing, I end up procrastinating, I guess, like, so my focus just, it's non-existent. And it's kind of making me realize the obviously the importance of making sure your physical needs are actually met within yourself. So while working and all the rest of it, like, for you to be able to maintain a high work rate or a good strong work rate, obviously your physical needs need to be met. Make sure you're hydrated, make sure you're eating properly, make sure you're sleeping properly. These things are just as important as, you know, just putting them hours in, because I could have gone for an extra hour, 2 hours probably. Not even probably, I know that for a fact, because now the way I'm feeling now that I've got hydrated, I'm definitely going to go back to doing some work before I go do anything else. But on a normal occasion, on a normal occasion, not earlier, because earlier wasn't a normal occasion, I wasn't hydrated. So due to that, I had to cut working short. I also had to, I procrastinated. Well, I don't really procrastinate too much these days. I rarely procrastinate, but I procrastinated a load for doing something simple as cooking my mum a meal. And I often cook my mum meals. I love cooking my mum meals. It's not an issue for me whatsoever. She comes home hard from work and whatnot. I live in her house, moved back into her house. I live in her house. She's had a hard day at work, or even if it hasn't been a hard day, it's been an easy day. The least that I can do while I've been at home, the days that I am home, is cook her some food, you know? I think it's quite basic, quite standard. But, it was just, I come to the realisation, it's just like, raw. It's important to make sure your physical needs are being met in order for you to be as productive as you can be. Or as productive as you would like to be. How's you guys' day going? What are you doing? How often are you allowing yourself to free think? That's another question. How often are you allowing yourself to freely think? Like, within yourself. Like, literally just have a free... Like, when I say free thinking, I literally do what I'm doing right here, but by myself. But it tends to be the free thinking. Tends to be, like, rather than... I'm speaking it to you guys. I'll speak it to myself by being my head. That way, I don't sound as crazy. It allows me to like kind of watch it wander, the thought process wander, rather than in a conversation. Obviously, I'm conversing and whatnot, I'm like speaking about that particular topic that's coming up in my mind. Whereas when I'm in my head, I let it just wander, and when it wanders, I get to like kind of see where it's wandering to. I get to just like kind of let it go, and then when it goes, it's not a conversation, such as more just a. Yeah, it's just, I don't know how to explain it. It's very hard to explain, but basically it just goes and it hits random topics, and then kind of like what happened a minute ago, I realized, oh, okay, the needs of me needing to be physically correct, as in like hydrated and the rest of it, and how that affects me on a day-to-day basis, and like how it affects me with like me procrastinating. I know many people procrastinate. Maybe that's the reason why many people procrastinate, due to the fact that they they're not making sure their physical needs aren't being met while they're doing the work, or while they're about to be doing the work, or, you know what I'm saying, or before they're about to even doing the work. Maybe the reason they're procrastinating to do the work is because they're just not in the right mind frame physically, or they're not feeling correct because they haven't met the needs of which need to be met. Simple needs, such as hydration, just for instance. I keep going on to that. But yeah. I'll like to kind of free think and like allow myself to go off topic and see where it goes and all the rest of it. And I find this quite
helpful within myself. One, I kind of work out what my mind frame is like on a day. It one then allows me to work out why I'm feeling these ways and all the rest of it, and so be able to evaluate that. Also allows me to see what my focus, like what thought process, what has made massive impact or impact larger impacts on my day, because they're the topics that are reoccurring or not. It also allows me to kind of to see, to get a feel of how I feel about certain things. So it teaches me what I'm liking and what I'm not liking. I like each day, like today, for instance, I really did not like the feeling of being dehydrated. I felt disgusting. I really don't like the fact that it had me procrastinating for as long as it did for such a simple task. So I'm going to be making sure even more so now that I'm not dehydrated. Now I'm seeing like such a simple thing had me way out of sorts. So way out of sorts. Yeah, I don't like that at all. So do you see what I'm saying? Like just little things. And it also shows me why I didn't like it. You see, so like this free thinking, I find very, very, very useful for many, many reasons. So how often are you like allowing yourself to free think, guys? Like, I'm curious, like, do you ever allow yourself to free think? Are you allowing yourself to mind just wander and let it do its own thing and then, you know, like, seeing where it goes and all the rest of it? Yeah, that's good. Yeah. So yeah, it's a random one today. No real topic. Anything you really be talking about. It turned out me mostly speaking about my dehydration, to be fair. So maybe I'll call this dehydration. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, hope you guys are having a lovely day. Or had a lovely day. It's about 9:35 today, this evening. So yeah, hope you guys had a lovely day. If you made this far, thanks for tuning in. If you didn't, I don't even blame you for waffling. Waffling. But yeah, hope you guys are having a good day, man. Peace.